And welcome back to Mugs of the Morning here on KODY. As always, it's presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Pete Volt, Brent Rogo, and Bo Widd for Home Life Auto Insurance and more. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. 36 degrees right now, George. Dumping out near 46 today, so not too bad.
Not too bad. Kind of seasonal.
Yeah.
Sounds good. A little moisture.
Yep.
In fact, we got a good rain over the weekend.
So
that ought to help.
We did. Yeah.
A lot of places are, were cursed with, especially out west,
with
bad weather. But we got a good, really good soaking rain.
Yeah. So, it was horrible out in some places. I think of Wyoming. Cheyenne specifically really struggled, I know.
Yeah, talking about 4 foot drifts out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, or higher.
Yeah.
4 feet of natural snow, and then it drifted, I think. So, yep, pretty bad.
We needed the moisture, and we got it.
Oh, boy, did we.
We got it in the preferred fashion, too. I'd take the rain over the snow this time of the year.
That's right. And we have somebody here to talk, maybe talk about the moisture and put it in a little better perspective and the recent cold snap. And Samantha, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Samantha's joining us for our extension spotlight here on KODY. Samantha, one of the graduate students and a lab tech, right, you said?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
In the entomology department.
Okay, so for folks that are listening and haven't heard about entomology before, give us the Reader's Digest of it.
Reader's Digest. So entomology is the study of insects, broadly. In our lab, we do applied entomology, so we're looking at agronomic insects, the insects that impact the crops.
Okay.
And also a little bit homeowners' gardens as well.
Okay. So a little bit more of the pests.
Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
And obviously we're getting into the planting season. We're inching closer to gardening season. Not quite there yet. I was talking last week, I think, your colleague David Lott had told me a couple years ago that it's a little too early to be cleaning out the gardens and getting ready to plant quite yet, because some
Absolutely.
Of the debris in there could be a little bit of protection for the garden.
Exactly. And that's a really good point. A lot of our beneficial insects, like our pollinators, our different species of bees and some of the little predators that feed on the pests in the garden, they're using all of that kind of that cover, the old debris from last year. They're using that to kind of keep warm. And really, if you can wait until late April, early May before you start cleaning out the garden, that's
beneficial for them.
It's beneficial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It seems like some of the pollinators need all the help they can get these days, too.
Absolutely.
Under stress.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, if you clean that out too early, then they're exposed to the cold, and then there's going to be a lot of mortality there.
Okay.
So regarding the rain that we had, I think I saw 3.25 inches or maybe a little bit more.
I'd heard a couple reports. Buffalo School, I think somebody had called in and said their rain gauge had about 3 inches.
Yes. So, when we think about some of our crop pests, a lot of them, like western bean cutworm, which is a moth, and then western corn rootworm is a beetle. These are two pests that really impact corn. They overwinter, spend the winter in the soil. So if we have a lot of moisture, a lot of rain, that can cause some mortality, especially if it's a little bit later in the season when the insects start to get a little more active in the soil, and then all of that rain can then drown them out.
Well, let's hope that happens a little bit. But.
Yes. Unfortunately, it generally doesn't always happen enough.
Yeah.
To mitigate the pest. It's still important that growers and farmers out there are, doing their scouting and still following the recommendations of, their crop consultants and their extension centers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's back up a little bit more. We had that terrible cold weather. And actually, I looked it up last night, or I stumbled across the dates. It was almost a month ago now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
But, man, what a cold snap that was.
It was. What? It was, down to negative 30 in some areas?
Yeah.
And, that's another thing that people think about. Well, this is probably going to be killing off a lot of the insects. But, unfortunately, especially with those that overwinter under the soil, they're about 4 to 8 inches down there. The soil temperature doesn't get that cold.
Not as affected as much.
Exactly. It does not vary as much. So even though we might have air temperatures that are in the, minus 20, minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit, the soil temperature may, fluctuate only a few degrees.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't really impact them as much as we would hope. And even the insects that are overwintering above ground, a lot of them have a lot of adaptations to help them survive cold snaps. Some of them can even kind of produce their own biological antifreeze that helps to keep their fluids from freezing. That being said, there's still going to be probably some impact, but once again, it's not something we want to rely on as far as, you know, when we're planning to, you know, scout and be aware of those pests that are out there, whether that's in our crop fields or in our gardens.
Okay.
I didn't realize that the insects would go that deep. You said 4 to 6 inches sometimes?
Yep, that's right.
That's down, digging down in there.
Yes, definitely, which makes them a little bit, you know, that makes it even
protected.
More difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, they're more protected, more difficult to control them.
Mm-hmm. Well, in many ways, pests are probably one of the most interesting things that you come across in Nebraska, because a lot of people have gardens and a lot of people are farming.
Yeah. Yes.
And
a lot of people impacted by them.
Yeah. And the little bitty things can sure make a big difference in,
they can.
In crop plans and garden plans and everything. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's also important just to always remember, too, that there's some good guys out there as well. The pollinators, there's predators out there that, you know, predator arthropods that are out there feeding on the pests. So it's good to, once again, that scouting is very important to get out there, see what's going on in the field before we make decisions on how to treat the
try to
issue.
Work with the good guys if you can.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Mm. Absolutely.
Now, will a lot of the insecticides then, will they keep the good guys around, so to speak, or will they just kill off everything almost?
It depends on the type of insecticide.
Okay.
There's some that are more broad-spectrum insecticides that will pretty much kill all arthropods, and there's others that are more targeted, depending on the type of pests that you're trying to control. So it's good to look for those more targeted, specific insecticides when you can. And that way we're not wiping out the beneficials as well. Sometimes, you know, there's maybe the situation warrants using broad spectrum, and that's understandable. But when we can work towards, you know, trying to preserve the beneficials and just target the pest, that's really the best thing we can do.
Yeah. You told us about some of the pests that folks can experience perhaps in the cornfield. Can we expect some similar pests in the home gardens?
So in home gardens, you're probably not going to have like western corn rootworm or western bean cutworm, but you might have some hornworms, especially on tomatoes, like tomato hornworms. You might have some other types of caterpillars that are feeding on different types of plants. It really depends on the types of, you know, what you have in your garden. If it's a vegetable garden versus, you know, flowers. Flowers, I know that sometimes we're starting to see the Japanese beetles that really like to eat flowers. Also rose chafers, which are another type of beetle that like to feed on roses, on the actual flowers of the roses. And there's different ways that you can manage these pests. And actually, if you go to our website, it's the West Central Research and Education Center. If you just Google, you know, UNL West Central Research, it'll come up with our website. And we have a lot of different guides and stuff on how to manage different things in your garden.
How to identify those pests and then how to treat them, how to take care of them. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Sounds real useful.
Absolutely,
it does.
Yeah.
Samantha, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I don't think so. I mean, this has been great, you know, and if anybody wants to, you know, get in contact with anybody out at the West Central Research and Extension Center, you can find our phone number on our website. You could also email me directly. My email is sdaniel3@unl.edu. And if you have any questions, especially particularly related to insects, I can help out with that.
It was good to have you in the studio, Samantha. We appreciate you joining us for the first time and look forward to having you on the program again, hopefully.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Yep, you as well.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break here on KODY.